listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
You are officially on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. Welcome to the show. Enjoy. I have a fabulous author I'm going to be interviewing today. Also, you can call and comment, ask him questions, ask me questions, get involved. The number here on LA Talk Radio, 323-203-0815. And welcome to the show. As always, we talk about things going on in people's lives. I'm a big motivational kind of gal, as you know. If you log on to my website at drmichelletherapy.com, you'll know that I'm all about positive life changes, making things happen for you in your life. Yes, I'm a licensed psychologist. As you know, y'all, listeners who keep coming back for more and asking me questions, I am about positive life changes. I'm all about making things happen, thoughts and action, creating it, getting out of your rut, making your life the best it can be. And that's what today's author is going to talk about too. Today's special guest, calling me in live, will be author Nick Halleck. His book's called The Thrillionaire. Now, I want you guys to check this out. It's about making your life an epic, extraordinary adventure. Now, a lot of the authors, as you listeners know, I interview, they write fabulous self-help books. They're really good. I've interviewed the best here on LA Talk Radio. But what I really like about this book is that Nick not only inspires folks and will inspire you in this book, but he's acted on his dreams to achieve what most of us will never, ever get to do. He's acted on them. You know what I'm saying? He's done absolutely everything he set out to do. And he's got a new list coming up. He's the founder and CEO of Financial Freedom Institute. It's called Money Masters Global, and co-founder of the Intelligence Group of Companies. And he's a global wealth strategist. He's a successful entrepreneur, international speaker. Yeah, he's a rock star, baby. Mountain climber, astronaut, high adrenaline adventurer, and of course, best-selling author. And the cool thing about it is he's doing it all for you. And also in the book, you can see colored pictures of him doing actually all these things he talks about. And each chapter is devoted to Nick talking about each of these adventures that he started planning when he was a very young guy. He wrote them down. What do you want to do in life? And these are fabulous adventures. This is not just like a little kid going, well, I think I'm going to make a lot of money. I want to go to Europe. No. These are big deals. And we're going to talk about some of these really big deals. And how you can find the dreams within you. Now, at the end of each chapter also, Nick gives three thought-provoking thrillionaire principles. These are questions that help challenge your beliefs. These are the kind of things, when I talk about self-help books, and things that really get you motivated and get you moving off your butt so you're not happy and you have a great life and you make the best of it. These will force you to question your own life and what you've done with it. All right. If you'd like to call in live, the number 323-203-0815. If you have any questions for my guest, Nick, if you have any questions for me, we're going to get you right in. We're going to jump you right in here. And, of course, you're on latalkradio.com. Good morning. This is Dr. Michelle. You're live on the air. Are you with me? Not yet. Again, if you have any questions. And the author, again, is Nick Halleck. The book's The Thrillionaire. And if you look on the front, it says, Make Your Life an epic, extraordinary adventure. And you can do that. You can do that just as well. So we're trying to get up on the line live. And let's go for it. Nope. phone just pop off the air. By the way, folks, if you'd like to know more about what I'm about, you can email me at my email address. It's docmichelle@AOL.com. docmichelle@AOL.com. All right, docmichelle@AOL.com. Now, I've had a lot of questions from listeners talking about relationships, and, you know, you send me your problems. I'm a relationship expert. I do talk about that. But what I'm all about is getting yourself together first before you jump into relationships. Getting yourself together first. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we're about. That's what we're about, is getting yourself together. And if you'd like to know more about getting yourself together, you can contact me, of course, on my website. And that's drmichelletherapy.com. And, you know, we're all about making positive life changes. That's what the whole thing is about, is taking the strength. I don't care what's going on in your life or what you've had to deal with in your past life. You know, issues growing up, everybody always blames mommy and daddy. Yeah, well, yeah, we have a lot of issues with our early environment. You know, but it's very, very difficult sometimes to get through some of the things that we've had to get through. But what you can do is you can, at this very moment, change your life. Yes, all you got to do is start making those positive life changes for you. All you have to do is start thinking and changing. And you change a lot of those messages that are going on in your head. You change a lot of those thoughts that you've been indoctrinated with all your life. That's exactly what you do. And, you know, we've talked before about cognitive therapy and how to help you get involved in changing your thoughts. Nobody else is going to do it but you. Nobody else is going to come up into your life and say, I'm going to wave a magic wand. Even if you win the lottery, you have all the money in the world, you can't do it. Good morning. This is Dr. Michelle. You're live on the air. Hello. I'm pulling up somebody. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Nick?
That's correct. You're speaking to Nick Halleck. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. There. Our connection's better now. Well, I've been talking you up this morning on my show, and sharing with the listeners about your book, which is it's terrific. I really enjoyed reading The Thrillionaire, Nick. It was amazing.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. I mean, the book's it's had a dramatic effect on a lot of individuals on a global basis. But essentially, the book it's all about the premise about, living life as opposed to just existing and just living life on your own terms, which is the most important thing in life.
And I hear you. And you know what I love about that, too, is that I'm all about changing your life through just taking action and knowing and believing and just doing it, you know, creating things like you did. See, I have a lot of authors I interview, and they are fabulous self-help authors who really teach people how to do things. But what's really cool about your book is you do it. You actually do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's like, my book has teeth.
Yeah.
I defined my purpose a very, very long time ago.
Yeah.
And I really defined my why. I mean, it's like you were talking about before about having a foundation in your life, whether it's relationships or whatever. But, you know, everything in life must have a very solid foundation. And upon that, you can erect a skyscraper as a monument to your life. But you need that foundation just to really solidify your presence and just validate your own reality and, your belief system and what you really truly represent in regards to being on this wonderful planet of ours.
Exactly. And you make the most of what you can do and explore it all. And sorry about that. First of all, let's define what is a thrillionaire?
Well, a thrillionaire is it's an individual, who has a desire to lead an exhilarating life, you know, on their terms, mm-hmm. A life full of color, with enrichment, and just, immersing themselves in the most craziest adventures, most exotic remote locations mm-hmm. across the globe, but at all times, marching to their own beat as opposed to somebody else's agenda.
Yes.
And that's what a thrillionaire is. And it relates to millions right across the globe.
Yes. So can you tell the listeners how this all began? Because I think they want to know a little bit more about your story and a little bit more
Absolutely, definitely.
Yeah, the 10 dreams.
The first 10 years of my life, I was basically medically confined to my bedroom. I had chronic allergies and I had debilitating asthma, what have you. And so I spent the first 10 years living at home.
Oh, my goodness.
And my parents gifted me probably the most wonderful gift in the world, and it was the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Uh-huh.
And in the Encyclopedia Britannica, I was able to basically map out my world, I guess map out my territory in regards to my pursuits, the adventures I wanted to go on, I guess all the exotic locations that I wanted to travel to.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, just it really provided me a map in regards to what Nick Halleck was going to become in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 8, I wrote down my top 10 list, my bucket list, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And so effectively, I wrote down the screenplay of my life when I was 8 years of age.
Uh-huh.
And for the last 30 years, I've just been acting out my screenplay. I mean, I've been the actor, the director, and the producer of my own screenplay. And
nice.
Of those particular 10 goals, 8 have been completed and 2 remaining. So, and they've been, the goals have been pretty extraordinary. I mean, but it's been a very unique journey along the way too.
Yes.
And basically that's my life was pretty much forged.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, a lot of, we always, many times turn adversity into wonderful, positive things that happen in our life. Sometimes we are forced to do things and we wonder, why me? Why me? You know, here you are, a child confined to the home and sitting there saying, wait a minute, I need to be out playing. I need to be out experiencing things in life. But
you're absolutely right.
Yes, yes.
I mean, we're judged in regards to how we combat obstacles in our life.
Exactly.
I mean, and think about it. Obstacles, they're basically placed in our way for specific reasons. They're there to test us.
Yes.
And the only way we can sort of validate our presence and go the next step is to basically combat that particular hurdle.
Exactly.
You know, and I think in life, you know, far too many individuals, we energize negativity. We turn like a grain of sand on the beach and we morph it into like a boulder of problems where really anything in life can be diffused. And I think the greatest thing is to have an obstacle, combat it, you know, have a strategic plan and take massive action. And at all times, you know, just give back. Once you're blessed with knowledge or an education of any sort, you know, give back and contribute to the rest of society, what have you.
I agree. I completely agree. You know, it's you have a fuller life by helping others. And that's exactly what you're doing here. Again, you're showing people that you set out to accomplish certain dreams and you did it. And you have, what, two more on your list? I don't know. It looks
I got two more, which is basically the two remaining is living on a space station.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And walking the lunar surface of the moon. And I just completed my certification. I'm now a certified civilian astronaut. I've been studying in Russia the last 5 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I've now been certified. And in fact, I was a backup for a space mission last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get my opportunity to rocket to the International Space Station over the next 12 to 18 months.
Oh, that's
so
fabulous.
That's kind of exciting because, you know, I was 4 years of age when I proclaimed to my parents that I was going to become an astronaut. It wasn't I was going to try to become. It was I'm going to become an astronaut.
How did you?
And,
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on.
How did your parents respond to that?
Well, at age 4, my mother was, I absolutely adore my mother. I mean, you know, she was absolutely supportive, and she always said to me, like, you know, will I be able to come up with you too? And I said, well, you know, Mum, probably not for the first 2 years. But mother was always very, very supportive. My dad was more like, you know, he came more from, you know, he wanted us to be educated, go to university, get a real job.
Sure, sure.
That's all, like, being an astronaut was by far the coolest thing on the planet, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it's been an exciting journey, and I'm getting closer to, I guess, the pinnacle of my dreams. And, and you know, once I complete my top 10 list that I wrote down when I was 8, you know, I've been in the process of drafting my new goals, and that is also to create 1 million billionaires across the globe. And, you know, I want to inspire, you know, any individual who wants to become a trillionaire. I want to inspire them to develop financial literacy, you know, to have a great mindset, you know, and eradicate brain fog, I guess. But just really give vent to their emotions, you know, aerate their soul and just really ventilate the mindset and just take massive, massive action in their lives.
That's fabulous. I mean, you know, you've accomplished a lot of your own self goals, and now you're reaching out to others. Number one in this book, but now you are creating that. Can we just go back a little bit, and can you tell the listeners the things that you wrote down when you were a boy and the things and, you've accomplished?
Believe it or not, some of the things that I wrote down were like, you know, running with the bulls in Pamplona, climbing the highest mountains of the world, the highest summits. These are, mind you, this is what I've actually completed and achieved.
Yes.
Having lunch on the Titanic, which is kind of crazy. I wrote down to have lunch on the bow of the Titanic, and a couple of years ago, I was very fortunate to actually go down in a submersible and dive 4 miles deep in the North Atlantic Ocean, and we had lunch on the Titanic.
Wow.
And the media got hold of the story, and they worked out that I was the first person to have lunch on the Titanic since the actual sinking.
That's amazing. And by the way, folks, that's in chapter two. Each chapter is devoted to all of Nick's adventures that he has been able to do. And let me tell you, there's some great color photos here, too, of his work and of all the things he's... You've got some fabulous color photos here. And I see the submersible. I'm looking at it right now. So you experience...
And the book's also immersed with enough financial education, and it's also immersed with personal development, too, because, you know, I wouldn't have been able to achieve a lot of my goals and dreams if I didn't really work on who I was. I mean, like, in regards to defining my why... defining my divine purpose, I guess.
Yes.
But also, you know, that belief system. And, you know, 99% of the game is the belief system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wealth that I generated in my life, and I was very fortunate to, like, retire in my late 20s, but my wealth was simply a byproduct of my thinking.
Yes, yes.
99% was the actual thinking, the personal development.
Yes.
And, you know, I really can't stress to the listeners, but, you know, it really is, you know, how you define yourself, you know,
exactly.
Understanding who you are, like, you know, finding your mojo in life, you know, like, you know, find what puts a smile on your face, you know, your passion points, and just taking massive action and just really, really believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've really worked out who you are, inspire and nurture somebody else in your life.
That's perfect. It is. I mean, and that's the key, I think. You know, I'm a psychologist, so I see a lot of people, and the number one key is learning about you and taking care and cleaning up all the old stuff and moving on so your mind can be free.
Yeah, absolutely. Like defining your parameters, you know?
Yeah.
And also defining, like, as to who to invite in your life, too. You know,
exactly.
So the parameters.
Exactly.
But in most cases, you've always got to cut every sign of retreat. But, you know, I mean, there are struggles. I mean, I'm not saying this is an easy road. I mean, you know, I've had obstacles, you know.
Yeah.
I have obstacles every day in my life.
Yeah.
But you know what? I love obstacles. I mean,
yes.
I love any obstacle that's placed in front of me because it only strengthens my resolve and what have you. But as long as we're able to turn around our conditioning, because in life, I mean, we have a lot of negative conditioning that we basically that we absorb on a daily basis. So,
you know,
I purposely avoid negativity in my life.
Exactly.
And I will never ever energize it, I guess. And I guess with your qualifications too, you would also recommend the same thing too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you know, I'm one of those people who think that we create almost everything because we think it.
We do. We energize everything. I mean, you know, we download 2 million gigabytes of data in the things we hear, see, smell.
Yes.
And, you know, our conscious mind has to basically cipher through and basically articulate what is good for us or not, you know.
Exactly.
And our conscious mind is just a sponge. It just absorbs everything.
Absolutely.
So it's really up to us to really stand guard in regards to the hard drive of our mind.
Absolutely, and I think we can't really clear our minds to focus on exactly what we want to achieve unless we get rid of all that garbage. And, you know, we're going 100,000 miles an hour trying to worry about everything and what we've done and what our past has been. And, you know, it's a pity party, as I call it. You know, we indulge in our, you know, oh my God, my life's terrible. But unless we clean all that up and that stream of consciousness going on and fears, we need to just clean it up and focus and have still time and then focus on the goals like you did. You had all that time when you were, you know, a young man to focus on everything that you wanted to do. And that's...
Absolutely, you know?
Yes. That was a gift.
And, you know, I guess it's like the first 10 years of my life, I had a lot of time to think. And, you know, it all comes down to me. All I wanted to do, all I wanted to be was, I just wanted to be ordinary, just like all the other kids that I would glance at my bedroom window.
Sure.
And I'm walking home from school, you know, playing soccer, football, stuff, on the BMX bikes, on the skateboards. And I wanted to be just like them.
Sure.
So I guess on an unconscious level, I started to think a lot more extraordinary, just to feel ordinary. But yeah, you touched on some really valuable points there.
No, thank you, and that's exactly right. I mean, you looked at this. You turned your disability into a gift, and you changed it into giving to the world and showing that it's all in the mind, and you can create your own. Now, okay, we're moving on to chapter three. We've had the Titanic adventure. You had breakfast on the Titanic and the submersible. And let's go. Let's see. What else did you get to do that you can share with the audience?
Okay. Well, there's been the clone in the highest mouth of the world. There's basically been flying to the edge of space. There's been the Titanic. There's been Pamplona.
Yes.
You know, mind you, there's a lot of other things that I've also completed that were not on my top 10 list.
Yes.
But, you know, one of them, which I still can't believe I did, but I slept in the Great Pyramid of Giza, the oldest man-made structure in the world, about 5,000 years old, was my private residence for the actual night.
Oh, my gosh. You actually slept in the grave?
Well, I slept in the King's Chamber in his sarcophagus.
Oh, my God.
And that was a really, really strange, surreal night.
I bet it was.
I know. And I about 48 hours ago, I just got back from the Chihuahuan Desert. I spent about 2.5 hours in this beautiful Sistine Chapel of Crystals, this beautiful cathedral cave, deep in Nika Mountain. And it contains the largest crystals ever found on the planet.
Wow.
And this particular cave is just newly discovered. And in the last couple of years, and only a handful of geologists and scientists have been down there. But I managed to gain entry into this surreal world.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm still mesmerized by the actual beauty of this geological and mineralogical wonderland. I mean, it was the most beautiful thing in the world, but also the most hostile environment at the same time. I mean, it was 150 degrees Fahrenheit with 100% humidity. But just absolutely mesmerizing and the most beautiful thing I've ever witnessed in my life. I mean, you know, it was just beautiful. It was like that scene in Superman, you know, the Fortress of Solitude.
Right.
But these crystals were like 20 meters in length, you know, the width of pine trees. And it was really, really beautiful, you know. And I'm encouraging thrillionaires across the globe to be like, you know, to be schooled under the 3NM mindset and to become a thrillionaire.
Yes.
And what we've done now is, you know, we're in pre-launch mode of the 3NM's online social networking community, which is basically a community solely based about making your dreams a reality.
Uh-huh.
And this has been a phenomenal project we just embarked on,
cool.
And you know, there's been so much positive feedback, and this, you know, effectively, we are creating a movement with the Thrillionaires online community.
Well, let's tell listeners just shortly how they can become a Thrillionaire and join the group and start motivating themselves to
really
get out.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. I mean, they can go to thethrillionaires.com. That is www.thrillionaires.com, and you know, just it's been an amazing journey in regards to what we're going to basically offer 3NAIRS right across the globe. And, you know, there's so much buzz right now about the 3NAIRS online community. And it really is, it's the only online community solely focused on making your dreams, goal, your bucket list, an absolute reality. And we arm you with, like, financial education, you know, personal development. We have our faculty that provide some wonderful insights regarding the mind and what have you, too. And it's really, it's all coming together, and I'm so excited about it.
That is really exciting. So everybody can actually check on and join and really
go to thetrillionaires.com.
Okay, and
absolutely.
Then they can learn how to really make the most of their lives. Now, tell me this. So you've also, you run with the bulls, you've done the Titanic, you slept in the tomb, and of course, we just talked about the crystal adventure that you had when you were out there. When you went into space, tell me about the going into space and seeing the Earth. When did you do that, and what was that about?
That was back in 2003.
Uh-huh.
I actually got to fly to the curvature of the Earth, the interspace. And, I mean, the one thing that really struck me, and I will never, ever forget this, mm-hmm. but when you view Earth from that particular perspective,
yes.
you know, it's one species. I mean, no borders,
mm-hmm.
no boundaries, no barbed wire,
yes.
and no religious divide.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
we're just one species, humanity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would love any political leader of every country on the planet to view Earth from that perspective. And I think
yes.
you cannot walk away without being, you know, deeply moved.
You know,
and for me, I will never, ever forget that. And when I get the opportunity to go to the International Space Station, I mean, I'm going to be orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
I'll be orbiting the Earth every 90 minutes, and I'm going to be viewing 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets every day.
Oh.
And I'm just going to absorb all that in.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And, you know, I want to share that vision with everybody back on Earth.
Oh.
Upon our return.
How long do you get to stay up there at the space station?
Well, I'll be up there for just under 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And
you're fully trained now. You're ready to go. You've been approved.
Well, I'm ready to go, and I'm basically waiting for a mission allocation. And,
yeah.
you know.
You're waiting for your flight. Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, you know, the sooner I leave the planet.
Yeah, exactly.
But obviously I'm going to return, but I'm just really eager to, you know, just to get up there and just, you know, I don't want to go up there simply for any selfish reasons. I mean, I'm going to do a lot of educational outreach. I want to communicate with students right across the globe on ham radio and share my insights because,
yes.
you know, for me, it's emotionally profitable. I want to inspire the next generation. I want the next generation to, like, really, you know, to really make a difference because I believe, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, you know, all I could do was, I could dream. Nobody could ever take that away from me.
Right.
I mean,
right.
you could shackle my bed.
That's right.
You could, you know, you could give me every pharmaceutical drug, you know, just
right.
to sedate my illness
right.
away
exactly.
from you. But you know what? You can never ever impede my ability to dream.
That's right.
And I want everybody to dream. I want, you know, I believe, you know, there are millions of people right across the globe right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're attempting to redefine their life, trying
yes.
to rediscover who they are.
Yes.
You know, find their mojo in life. You know, their happiness. And they're struggling to find themselves. You know, and I want to be a bridge to assist and nurture them.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that is what drives me now. I mean, I've done so many things in my life. You know, I've been to over 100 countries in the world.
Mm.
You know, I have beautiful homes right across the globe in remote exotic locations.
Yes.
But for me, the biggest void right now is, you know, I want to reach out. You know, I want to inspire.
Yes.
And
yes.
for me, that's the pinnacle for me right now. And I'm just having an absolute blast.
And that's also a big part of why you're achieving what you want is because of your thought process. You're putting it out there and you're giving, and it's really not a narcissistic thing. It's a very loving, kind, and you're just sharing your joy with people out there.
It is. I want to share it. I mean, I wasn't born into wealth.
Right.
I mean, my parents were poor immigrant parents
uh-huh.
that fled Europe. You know, after the Second World War. I mean, you know, my parents. You know, the young children, the Nazis had burned down the villages, you know.
Yes.
They had no education.
Right.
They migrated to a country in the South Pacific that they knew very little about.
Mm.
And I'm a product of that particular generation.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, I wasn't born into wealth, but I was born rich in potential. And you know what? We all have phenomenal potential.
Oh, yes.
And we are all unique individuals.
Yes.
But we just really need to explore our destiny and really focus our dreams. And, you know, be accountable. You know, if we're parents, you know what? The greatest thing we can do is provide absolute insight and really inspire our kids too.
Yes, exactly. Inspiration and allowing children to have their own identity about who they are. And even if they have what we call so-called kooky, you know, ideas, you know, many parents are very practical. Like you said, your dad was, you know, down-to-earth practical guy. Allow our children, allow our adolescents to explore and dream and come up with fabulous ideas about what they want to do in life and say, that's great, go for it. And that's what you do here. By the way, listeners,
absolutely.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle with you. And Nick Halleck is my special live guest. He's the author of his latest book called The Thrillionaire. It's Making Your Life an Epic, Extraordinary Adventure. And he's telling us about all the extraordinary adventures that he has been able to experience in his life by just getting out and doing it and manifesting his dreams when he was a very young man. And this book really encourages you all to do the same in your life. There's beautiful pictures to look at, seeing Nick doing these actual things, so there's no doubt he's done them. And, of course, you can join his Thrillionaire Club if you'd like to jump on board.
Well, yeah, it's the only online community dedicated to, like, making your dreams a reality.
Yes.
And listeners can go to www.thrillionaires.com.
Okay, great. Let me ask you something real quick here. Were you ever really afraid when you were experiencing some of these things? Were you shaking in your boots? Were you? I mean,
well, yeah, there were times where I'm thinking like, oh, "What am I doing?"
Yeah.
But you know what? Look, I growing up, I mean, you know, I spent the first month of my life in an incubator. You know what I mean? I've stared deaf. You know,
yes.
For the first 10 years of my life.
Yes.
And you know, I really believe, you know, I was born to live a very long existence.
Yes.
And, you know when you define your purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know I'm going to be around for a very, very long time. And my purpose is to assist other people because, I had a lot of hurdles that were basically, that I had to basically, combat.
Yes.
And, you know, my purpose is to assist and nurture other individuals. So I know what my purpose is right now. So, I mean, nothing really scares me anymore because when you know your purpose and you've defined your why, you know the real reason why you're living.
Yes. And I think I hear you. I think a lot of people who I speak to, who've had what they call near-death experiences or have faced death, looked it in the eyes and accepted it. You say, okay, this may be what's happening to me, but if I get out of this, when I get out of this, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. And I think that's
living,
really
like living life each day as if you're actually dying.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I wake up every morning and I'm thinking, great, what am I going to do today?
Yes.
You know, and I make sure I'm always smiling. I want to be happy.
Yes.
I want to be healthy, you know.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Right now, I treasure my family. Growing up, I always said that I was going to help and just really just provide that emotional and financial sustenance for my family. And I'm doing that. And I love doing that. I just love seeing, individuals that I come across the world who have read my book, who have been to the Thrillionaires website, the online community, and they're deeply moved. They're emotionally moved to challenge themselves.
Yes.
And I really want to challenge everybody to just really make a difference because in 30, 40, 50 years' time, you want to reflect back in your life and you really want to respect yourself.
Right, exactly. You don't want to regret. You want to say, I've had some wonderful experiences and I've overcome obstacles and come through it all. And you know, I think you're right. I think you nailed it. Loving family, loving people, being as close as you can. I mean, that's the human experience.
It is.
That's
it
what it's all about.
It absolutely is. You know, being accountable to your loved ones and just, just redefining it and assisting them and just being part of their lives and what have you.
Yes, exactly. So not only, folks, are you going to look at this book and you're going to see how you can make your life an epic, extraordinary adventure just like Nick did. But also, Nick, you provide Thrillionaire principles, which I really like, at the end of each chapter. And what these do, really they're thought-provoking ideas, really to help people consider their lives and where they've gone. What would you describe these Thrillionaire principles as being?
I mean, the principles are there to really challenge you, to really make you think. And the thing is, you know, my personal belief is not enough people actually think.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's been scientifically proven that a person is lucky enough to think at least twice a year, and that's usually in the time of an emergency or something.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to really drill deep, in regards to who they are and start to think. And I want them to, like, you know, correlate it back to their life and compare in regards to, what they've actually achieved. And one thing that I do mention in the book is, hearing a eulogy of your life.
Yes.
Would you be happy in regards to what you're about to hear?
Yes.
You know, would you beg for more time? Would you beg for an extra year just to prove yourself?
Yes.
And, these principles, these Thrillionaire principles, they're there to define and really make you think and just drill deep and really excavate your divine purpose.
Yes, yes. And I think that's the really wonderful part also of the book, too, is this, you know, this is, see, what you're doing is you're describing something that actually you experienced. Many things that you experienced, you're sharing that information. And you're saying, come on, guys, you can do it too. But what this also does is it really gets, at the end of each chapter, the readers to probe and think about where their life. And this is where the self-help, really self-help information comes from, because
absolutely,
really
yeah.
Exploring and thinking about our own lives. And some of these questions are a bit uncomfortable, I must say, to try to consider, you know, our life's work.
And you know, yeah. And I make no apologies for that, because I think, you know, if you really just want to, I don't want to polarize any of the readers, but, you know, yeah. I think we've just got to be really honest with ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, we've got to be transparent, honest, and just be really accountable to ourselves, because, you know what, you get one crack of life, you really do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to make an absolute difference, and life moves pretty fast. You know, if you don't stop looking around, you're going to absolutely miss it.
Yeah, that's true.
And you really, you know, it's. But you're just really going to define what you want to, and just you know, and a lot of it is honesty.
Yes. Yes.
And taking having an emotional stock take of your life.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And that's what life's about. And every day, like you said, every day you wake up and you say, what am I going to do today? Wow, I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm bringing joy and gratitude. And I'm grateful for my mind also. And I'm so happy that I'm able to create these things. So I think it's
absolutely.
Really
helpful. Then, what about contribution too? I mean, it's very, very important. I mean, Socrates said, in life, you're only measured by your contribution.
Right.
So it's great to get your life in order and just really realign your focus and your goals and your aspiration and whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Start to inspire others to contribute back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that only is a cyclical thing, because you feel really wonderful about yourself and you see other people progressing and you know, it just grows. It's like a snowball effect. It grows. Everybody
else is paying it forward every time too.
Yes.
And you know, it's incredibly emotionally profitable when you see an individual transform their life and you know, really undergo a metamorphosis and just become absolutely great.
It really is. It really is. So if there's something you'd like to say to the readers about your book, a couple of last things, you know, for them to really understand what you're about, what would some of those things be?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, you know, the book, which was an Australian bestseller, there would be an alternative American release that would be released like early 2010 for the book.
Right.
But, you know, essentially my book was, you know, it was my personal journey, you know. You know, I opened up in regards to my life, you know, my pursuits, you know, my challenges, and there were many, many challenges.
Yes.
And, you know, but also the book and, you know, the theme of The Thrillionaires, it's all about, you know, personal development, having a foundation, defining your why, being armed with financial literacy, and, you know, just really, you know, cutting the umbilical cord to the system. And I talk about the system a lot too, because the system is basically the program that takes place in our lives, you know?
Right.
And we want to really avoid that institutionalized type mindset.
Yes.
And I really encourage the readers to like really, you know, cut that umbilical cord to the system, start to think for yourself, master your own beat, and, you know, have your own personal agenda as opposed to being driven by somebody else's agenda in life.
Yes.
And, you know, and first and foremost, you know, it's just living life in your own terms, and living a life as opposed to simply existing.
Exactly.
And that's what the Thrillionaire theme is. And that's exactly what the online community is doing now in regards to, you know, shaping your dreams to make them reality. And it's very, very exciting.
Ah, that is very exciting. Well, listen, let's give that website again where people can get in touch with you. And this is the best place to get in touch with you.
www.thethrillionaires.com.
All right, terrific. And folks, you can pick up the book absolutely anywhere, Amazon.com. If you go to your local bookstore, and it's there.
With the book, I mean, you can go to the Thrillionaires community too, because there's a host of information there. And plus, on the Thrillionaires community, you can actually download the first three chapters of the book. So that's probably the best place to start.
Exactly. All right. Nick Halleck, thank you so much for being my
An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Wonderful
and
chatting
for the,
with you.
Wonderful listeners out there.
All right. Bless you. Much luck to you. And thanks so much for inspiring other people.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you now, Nick. Bye-bye. All right. There you have it. We've been waiting a long time to interview Nick, because he is really living proof of the concept that you can create your own life. When I was publicizing that I was going to be doing this interview, I had a lot of responses from people saying, oh yeah, but he's old money. You know, he just walked into this. It was so easy for him because he was able to just, you know, do whatever he wants to do. No, this man came from poverty. And he also came from a situation for the first 10 years of his life where he was pretty much confined to his room because he had problems physiologically. He had breathing problems. He was in an incubator a huge part of his life. And this gentleman was left with the Encyclopedia Britannica to sit there and look and read and figure out all the adventures that really were out there in the world that he never got to see. As he told us earlier, he used to sit in his room. It's kind of like that movie, remember The Bubble Boy? Yeah, the guy who was allergic to everything. He couldn't be out in the world. He had to live basically in a bubble with oxygen because he couldn't live out there because of all the germs, you see. So he would sit in his room and he'd look out the window and he'd see all these kids playing and he'd think, oh, I just wish I was a normal person. This was Nick's life for the first 10 years of his life. So here he's sitting there reading the Encyclopedia Britannica saying, ooh, I'd love to go see King Tut's tomb. I'd love to go to the Great Pyramids. I'd love to be an astronaut. I'd love to go see the Titanic. I'd love to run with the bulls in Paloma. I'd love to do this, and I'd love to do that. And he started writing a list when he was young. And he's done them all. The only thing he's waiting for now, as he mentioned, is to go up into space. And he has been approved. He's been through training. He's been living for 5 years learning Russian. So he can go up into the International Space Station for 2 weeks. And experience this. And this was done out of this man's own creation of his thoughts, writing it down. And this is why I always tell you, folks, that what you need to do is write down what you'd like. Make some life plans. Write it down. Find out how you can go for it and achieve it. And it also talks about, you know, in the book, creating your own financial freedom, too. And this is not about, this is no hype stuff about, you know, buying into this and investing in this so you can. No. It's about how to take your time and manifest money in your life and learn and save and just explore and call people and get out there in the world and try to travel and find out how you can learn more about your passions. Now, everybody doesn't have to do all these things he did, but if you have a passion or if you have an interest in life, something that you've always wanted to do, start reading about it, start exploring, start finding out how the people who've done what you want to do have done it. By the way, Nick was also a rock star. There's a picture of him when he wanted to be a rock star. We all want to be rock stars. This guy actually was. He performed. There's some great pictures of him in 1990 with the long hair in Hollywood, California, where he's playing his guitar. You see? So he set out to do it, and he did it. So you can too. And that's the purpose, basically, of a lot of my therapy that I give. You can find me, by the way, on my website at drmichelletherapy.com if you'd like to get more information about, you know, making positive life changes. That's what I'm all about here, too. All right? And of course, if you want to contact me, if you have any questions or if you have any responses to the interview today, you can find me on my email address. My website will directly link you to that. But my doctor website, drmichelletherapy.com or docmichelle@AOL.com. Now, as I mentioned at the end of each chapter, what Nick is providing is thought-provoking questions about your life. They're principles, and this is the self-help part. And I just want to ask you some of these questions, too, because this is the kind of thing that I ask you a lot on my show every week. And this is the kind of thing that I do in therapy as well. So you've got to find your life's work. Okay? What is your life's work? Think about that. What's your life's work? No, I don't want to hear, oh, but I have depression, but I have anxiety issues, but I have to go to my job every day. Just think, clear your thoughts. What's your life's work? What do you want to do? Because it's the legacy we leave behind that shapes your life. What will that legacy be? I don't care what it is. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to come up with some kind of a medical cure. Everybody has a gift to give, and you have to look at that gift, and what will it be? You have to ask yourself, what's that gift going to be that I'm going to give to the world? It may be a small little tiny thing that you give, but it's just giving, being you and helping people out there. That's what it's all about. And you also have to look, how much have you extracted out of your life? What are some of your experiences? We tend to forget, by the way, in studies, we tend to forget most of the really fabulous things we've done, most of the small little wonderful things we've done for people. We tend to forget that. We always remember the bad things and torture ourselves, you know? low self-esteem. Oh, I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. Get rid of that stuff. Start planning for the future. Huh? So you have to discover what facets of life you are most fascinated with. And have you ever reflected and resurfaced with new enthusiasm for the possibilities of your life? Maybe you had dreams when you were younger, you didn't accomplish a lot of them, and you feel sad or you feel like you're a loser or whatever. No, create new ones. Start making new dreams. You know? One of the most important things that I really think we need to look at too, and this is what I tell clients sometimes when they're really going through rough times and they don't know how they're going to get out of a rut, is to consider what would they like to hear in their eulogy? It's kind of a depressing thought, I know. Everyone's standing around. Well, let's talk about you. Let's talk about this person. What did they contribute to life? Who were they? What was their personality like? Start making the changes. You know? So, yeah. So people can say, you know, this person contributed a lot. No matter what it was, your passion is to give in some way. Just the small acts of kindness. Also, since childhood, what do you still dream about? What are some of the things? Do you still hang on to certain dreams? I have dreams that I've hung on to since I was a little kid. I still have them. Consider some of the ambitions you've been building up in your life. I don't care if you're middle-aged or you're what they consider a senior citizen. Fight for the realization of some of those things. Get up and get going. Read about them. Start reading about some of those things. Live a life within your knowledge and thinking. You know? Don't set into that conditional thinking. Get out. Unconditional thinking. Get out of your rut. Figure out what your so-called Mount Everest is. How high do you want to climb in your life? And then stop beating yourself up for all the old things. Do you respect yourself? Do you respect some of the things you've done? No, we don't respect a lot of the things we've done. But on the most part, let's get rid of the old things, throw them out, and change our behaviors, change our thoughts, change our habits. You know? Also look at your relationship with the ability to function in society when it comes to, you know, financial issues. Are you managing yourself? Do you keep getting yourself in trouble? You know, are you having impulse control issues? I have a lot of clients who have impulse in terms of spending, in terms of self-destructive behaviors. You know, they drink too much. They smoke weed too much. You know, they eat too much. They shove their feelings down. They don't exercise. They don't do things to take care of their physiological body, which is point one. You can have a pure mind and you can think beautifully, but you really do need to take care of the shell. You really do need to take care of that. And ask yourself, what sort of calculated risks do you take in your life? We all need to take risks. If you stay in the safety of your own little place and never take a risk to get out and follow some of your passions, that's where you're going to be. You know? Our lives are about adrenaline. Our lives are about having a great time and fulfilling those dreams. That's what that's about. You know, regardless of your financial circumstances, you get out, you meet people, you learn things. The public library is free. You know? Think about the last time you did something for the very first time. The last thing you did something for the very first time. Something different, something fun. And really important, do you consider yourself to be an inspiring achiever? Are you an achiever? Small steps, small steps. Do you learn? Do you have insights? Are you getting wisdom in your life? Are you helping others? So these are all the things that I want you to think about. And this is what I teach as well. All right, this is Dr. Michelle. I know it's been kind of a heavy day, hasn't it? We usually keep things really light and bright, but I didn't mean to do that. This is all about making the most of your life, experiencing wonderful things, and manifesting it. That's just for you. All right, this is Dr. Michelle. As always, you've been on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist. You can find me on my website, drmichelletherapy.com. From there, you can email me if you have any questions or problems. I'd be happy to talk to you. Thank you for listening to LATalkRadio.com. Be here every Friday live, 11 a.m. PST, all over the world or wherever you're at. And as I always say, do take care of yourself, please, first. Then you can take care of the rest. Good day.
Come back here.